What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and more insanity coming down the chute that we're going to have to deal with here. It's actually snowing here in Santa Claus, Indiana. The weather guessers missed that one. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And we're, as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Now, today is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. On this date, back in 1773, a bunch of colonials disguised as Mohawk Indians boarded three British ships and threw some 340 chests of tea into the harbor in protest over King George III's Tea Act, which basically said you will only buy your tea from the East India Company. And it turned out that the East India Company was providing a particularly cheap, you know, not particularly tasty tea. And so it was bad tea, was overpriced by imperial edict. And so the colonials just decided they weren't going to put up with that. And by the way, for those of you who ever wondered, that's the reason why the United States, for the most part, has become a coffee drinking nation, was because of that whole hassle over tea taxes and so forth. All righty. Now, getting on into the a war over the election here, and perhaps I shouldn't have chosen that particular word, but it does seem to be looming on the horizon here. Over at the official White House petition site, somebody has started a petition to declare that an insurrection exists to overthrow the will of we the people and to utilize military tribunals. And part of it says, it is evident to all objective observers our election system has been irredeemably corrupted. And they're calling on the current President Trump and the Congress to take effective action. And, you know, if enough signatures go above a certain level, the White House will probably respond on this one. A lot of people are still going back and forth over last Friday's Supreme Court decision to simply not hear Texas election-related lawsuit against the other states. Now, a week ago, Texas filed a motion for leave to file a bill of complaint in the Supreme Court against the four states charging constitutional violations related to the election. Texas also sought preliminary injunctive relief to prevent these states from taking further actions related to the election. The Supreme Court rejected that and then basically refused to hear the case. And it's important to keep in mind, as you hear all the spin coming out of the corporate media that says, you know, the evidence has been thrown out of court. The evidence never got into court. Not one of these judges has agreed to actually look at the evidence of massive election fraud. Now, the Supreme Court came out with this idea that Texas, as an independent state, suffered no injury from the election fraud. Well, that's not true, because if we're going into 2021 with an illegitimate administration that stole their way to the White House, it affects all 50 of the states, Texas included. All righty. Yet another analyst, Ben Turner, who used to be the chief actuary at Texas Mutual Workers Compensation Insurance, he now runs a company called Fraud Spotters. And it's a consultancy specializing in detecting insurance fraud. But he's basically said that an analysis of the election results finds an average of between 2 to 3% shift in votes for Biden in counties that use these Dominion election systems. And he basically said all of these machines needed to be audited. Now, one of the big stinks that came on out during this election was the fact that, you know, we were all told the machines are isolated. There's no way to contact them from outside. And then it turned out that many of them were connected to the Internet. Many of them had ports to allow flash drives to be put in there. And it turns out that Dominion was routing much of the traffic from these voting machines through SolarWinds, which is supposed to be a computer security company, which has been found compromised. And, apparently there's a back door, and according to computer expert Andrew Morris, it's still there. So the cybersecurity firm was out there saying, yes, there was a backdoor in SolarWinds that would have allowed people to go on in and modify votes on the Dominion machines. Okay. Now, right now, Dominion voting machines are trying to hide their relationship with SolarWinds. It used to be listed on their website. It has since been taken down. The CEO of Dominion has come on out and said, no, we didn't send our voting data anywhere. It's all a conspiracy theory. It's all your imagination and so forth and so on here. But apparently, according to this story from the Gateway Pundit, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued an emergency directive in response to a known compromise involving SolarWinds Orion products. This is only the fifth emergency directive issued by CISA under the authorities granted by Congress in the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. So there's a breach in the SolarWinds Orion products. And the emergency directive is saying all federal civilian agencies need to review their networks for indications of compromise and disconnect or power down SolarWinds Orion products immediately. It's a major, major breach, and it has a definite impact on how the election was being counted here. Over in Clark County, Nevada, apparently a study there, they're able to get hold of some of these sequestered machines, basically showed that Dominion machines kicked out about 70% of the ballots, which allowed human operators, many of them liberals, to simply decide what was intended by the voter. And that's where a lot of the fraud was taking place. Now, up in Michigan, as you know, they had an audit of the Dominion machines by a forensics expert. And Michigan attorney Matthew DiParno is pointing to this forensics report, which was released Monday, saying it's explosive. And basically said this report demonstrates Dominion voting machines are designed to intentionally corrupt the election process. Now, this diagnostic report was conducted for DiParo and his client by Texas-based Allied Security Operations Group, LLC. And that report concluded that Antrim County's election results should not have been certified and the Dominion system should not be used in the state. Well, if they found fraud there in that one county, it's probably statewide. If it's statewide, it's probably nationwide. And that was a big part of how this was all being done. And apparently the Michigan legislatures are starting to, the committees rather, are starting to subpoena election evidence from Detroit and nearby suburb. And, of course, Detroit is the one part of Michigan that went to Joe Biden. It's obviously a huge population center. The rest of the state went for Trump. And so now the Michigan legislature is saying we need to look at what was going on over there. Now, Sidney Powell is working on a RICO case, racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations, working on a RICO case against both Dominion and Smartmatic. Now, remember, it came on out. Smartmatic is using software provided by Dominion. So we'll see what that's going to happen. Meanwhile, Smartmatic is going on the defensive. They have sent legal notices to three conservative news networks, Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax, saying that the networks conducted a campaign that defamed Smartmatic and undermined a legitimately conducted election. So they're threatening lawsuits unless conservative media shuts up about the issue of election fraud. So I'm smelling panic and fear in the air. And this is a very reckless thing for Smartmatic to have done, because if this goes into court, okay, these three conservative news networks will be, in their own defense, allowed to present before the judge all of the evidence of election fraud. it will finally be in a court of law in the legal record. And of course, we've seen all these judges, including the Supreme Court, they are absolutely desperate not to let the evidence appear in a court of law, and Smartmatic may have just opened the door for them. So anyway, out in Arizona, they are also issuing subpoenas. They are doing a forensic audit in Maricopa County, where a lot of fraud is. Well, there's already been a lot of people coming forward and saying there was fraud in Maricopa County here. And there's an op-ed that came out of Hannity.com basically talking about how down in Georgia, they discovered unsigned absentee ballots. And they were caught on video. Now, ballots have to be signed, even absentee ones. If they're not signed, they shouldn't be counted. And yet, apparently, these were as part of that whole situation where the phony plumbing leak, they closed down. They sent the observers home, and then they pulled out these other boxes and suitcases of ballots, ran them through the machine multiple times, apparently unaware of the security cameras up there in the ceilings, which, you know, caught them red-handed here. Now, this is where the fear is really becoming obvious here. This is coming to us from Genesis Times, basically saying where CNN has come on out saying it's illegal for U.S. citizens to watch the video of the poll workers committing election fraud. Of course, they're not admitting there was election fraud, but they're trying as hard as they can to discourage people from looking at the video by saying, you know, it's illegal. And I remember this is a tactic that they used back when WikiLeaks put out video of U.S. forces committing war crimes. And they came on out and said, no, this is classified information. It's illegal for you to look at this thing. And apparently CNN and Facebook's fact checkers have assured us there is nothing illegal going on in the video. And here is a quote. This is from a Facebook fact checker, Joey Goebbels, good name for him. And he said it in an interview with the Genesis Times. He says, when you see a poll worker tell everyone to go home and that they were going to stop counting, and then for four people to remain and pull out ballots that have been kept inside and run them through the scanners multiple times because no one is looking, only to resume normal processing when the observers return, that's actually not really what you're seeing. This is all normal, and there is no fraud here. This guy actually came on out and described what happened and said, no, this is all perfectly normal here. It's just, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. It's your imagination that this stuff was happening here. Okay, down in Texas, their electors placed their votes for President Trump, and then they voted to condemn the Supreme Court for throwing out the Texas lawsuit. And of course, there's a tremendous amount of confusion out there about the Electoral College, because apparently the state legislatures in many of these states appointed their own slate of electors. And in all of these state constitutions, they have the authority to choose the electors. But instead, these governors, who in many cases are Democrats, sent their own electors to the Electoral College. And the legislatively appointed electors were literally kept out of the counting here, including by the use of military guards to prevent them from going on in. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that here. Again, Nevada, they're subpoenaing the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they discovered that thousands of non-citizens voted. That is not supposed to happen. And it is just absolutely impossible to say that this was an honest and fair election. It wasn't. This was a, you know, grand theft election is what we're looking at here. And apparently attorney Lynn Wood is out there saying this election is the climax of the battle between freedom and communism, between good and evil. It certainly seems to be shaping up that way. Lynn Wood is also saying that Trump is going to clean things up. And if Trump somehow manages to pull off a miracle and remain the president of the United States of America, I'm going to hold him to that promise. I'm going to be there in Washington, D.C., which I've never visited, by the way, and I'm going to be pounding on that door on the White House saying, clean up this election system now, okay, so that nobody else has to go through what Trump just went through. And it's just an ugly, ugly situation. And it may get uglier because apparently Virginia gubernatorial candidate and Republican state senator Amanda Chase is saying that Trump should declare martial law while he's continuing his challenge to this election. And I'm very, very worried about this kind of talk, but I'm hearing and seeing more and more of it. Now, earlier in the week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell basically started warning Republicans not to challenge the electoral vote when it's presented to Congress officially next month. And it provoked a tremendous backlash from the Senate Republicans and even from Donald Trump, who said it's too soon to give up on this election. And Trump is out there saying the Republican Party has to learn how to fight. People are angry. He's certainly correct about that. I'm seeing it and hearing it everywhere that I go. Now, here's a little bit of flashback. Apparently, not too long ago, Mitch McConnell killed a Voting Security Act that would have hammered Dominion. And it turns out that he received thousands of dollars in campaign donations from Dominion's lobbyists. So McConnell was bought and paid for, but then again, aren't they all? Interestingly enough, back in 2007, Joe Biden was concerned about manipulated voting machines and called for the return to paper ballots. And, you know, my goodness, how he has changed now that Dominion stole the election for him. Getting on to other news not connected to the election here. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, documents released by the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office revealed that millions of dollars were funneled to Hunter Biden and the John Kerry family. And also apparently Devin Archer. The money was just pouring on out of there. And so they're all bought and paid for. Now, over in the blacksphere.net, they're talking about this massive investigation into Biden's corruption. And they have this really neat saying inside the article saying, if one buzzard is circling, something might be dead. But if 10 buzzards are circling, something is dead. And for the Biden family, there are 10 buzzards circling. Actually, it's more like 50. It's just coming on out here. It entangles Kamala Harris. And that raises an interesting possibility because all of a sudden, the same corporate media that was telling us that the Biden corruption case and Hunter's laptop were all Russian disinformation, now they're covering the story, you know, of the investigation into his corruption here. And Kamala Harris is now tangled up in it. Talk about a nightmare scenario. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were forced to resign from the presidency and vice presidency together, guess who gets the Oval Office? Nancy Pelosi. So think about that one for a while and try and get some sleep tonight here. Grassley was out there on the floor saying that Hunter and James Biden essentially served as agents of the communist government. And they certainly did here. And Representative Jim Jordan and Mike Huckabee are both out there asking, is Hunter Biden a national security concern? And of course, yes, he is blackmailed below, not just with the money coming from China and Ukraine, but with all the videos from his laptop. And if Hunter Biden can be blackmailed, that is definitely a crowbar to open the door of the White House. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. And we've all been good little boys and girls all year. So please take a moment to put a little something in Republic's Christmas stocking. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I thank you, too. I mean, to everybody who's already donated, definitely thank you. And I'm going to make sure you're on Santa's nice list for Christmas here. All righty. Getting on back to the political news here. Apparently, President Trump, consulting with his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, White House counsel Pat Cipollone, is talking about a special prosecutor to investigate Hunter Biden's corruption. And, you know, he's the president. He has the right to do that. And again, I noticed that as much as they're talking about the Ukraine and China, everything, it's like those videos that were on the laptop are the third rail of American politics. I mean, it is some seriously sick stuff there. It's all over the foreign media, just not here in the United States of America. We're behind the great Silicon Wall, apparently. All right. The other day, Joe Biden was having a press conference and kept coughing. He had this coughing fit. He said, maybe I've got a little bit of a cold. His voice was very hoarse. And it's led a lot of people on social media to speculate that Joe Biden may actually be ill, that he could have COVID-19 or he could have something else as well. Getting on over to the Swalwell scandal, and this is one that's not getting a lot of coverage on the corporate media here. But apparently 17 House Republicans are urging Nancy Pelosi to remove Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee. And apparently there's a push to have him expelled completely from the Congress. He's definitely compromised. Probably a lot of people got compromised from what appears to be a very sophisticated Chinese espionage operation involving a lot of honey traps here. Now, Patrick Birney, who's the former CEO of Overstock.com, claims that he was involved in a bribe for Hillary Clinton, that he was approached by some individuals who said, we need to get some money for Hillary, and somehow or other it was routed through Overstock laundered in order to get it to her. So we'll see what, if anything, comes out of that. All righty. A senior staffer to Joe Biden went on a verbal attack against Republican lawmakers in an interview published earlier today, labeling all Republicans as a bunch of suckers. And that's not exactly what she said, but you can get the gist of what she really meant here. And so much for Biden's call for unity when his staffers are talking like that. Sean Hannity was out there with a video. We've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. He's saying, basically, you have to bow to the Democrats or you face the wrath of the media mob. And we have certainly seen that a lot. Hannity went on to say that the corporate media can't be bothered to cover the Swalwell story. Now, with all the bashing of China that's been going on, I'm kind of wondering what's going on there where they think this one is simply too hot to touch here. Now, Kayleigh McEnany came on out with a comment where Trump is not accepting the results of the Electoral College, and with good reason. The whole thing has just been, crooked from the beginning here. But apparently she had a press conference where she lashed out at the media for their failure to cover the Hunter Biden scandal. And CNN's Jim Acosta basically shouted out, a question accusing her of disinformation. They're still trying to cover for Hunter Biden. And at that point, Kayleigh McEnany had enough and walked out. And frankly, I think she was right to do that. Now, speaking of stories that are too hot to talk, to touch, and they all seem to be about sex here, apparently the major cable networks, along with CBS, NBC, and ABC, are all silent about the sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo. This surfaced earlier this week, and apparently Congress is saying there does need to be an investigation there as well. But again, the corporate media is still out there trying to decide for you what you should know and what you should not know. And of course, that's mind control, because mind control isn't weird rays or chemicals in the water or anything like that. You control the mind by controlling what it knows. And that's what the networks are doing. Okay, got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and it's time to talk about COVID-19. The fear-mongering is going on apace, and I have to wonder if they're really hammering, be afraid of COVID, be afraid of COVID, as a distraction from what was the most rigged election in United States history. Now, here's an interesting story that came out of UNS.com saying that, you know, there's no flu this year. And saying, you know, don't expect any honest answer from health authorities. But there were so few reported flu cases, the CNN stopped keeping count here. And in my humble opinion, we may be looking at a situation where in order to generate big numbers for COVID cases to sell masks and vaccines and, you know, self-isolation, that millions of ordinary flu cases were labeled as COVID. Remember, there were financial incentives being offered to health providers, and medical practitioners to generate as many COVID cases as possible. Okay, the FDA is now recommending you need to monitor people who get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine shot for possible cases of Bell's palsy, which is a facial paralysis. They're saying it's not necessarily a side effect. but worth watching out for. After trial, participants got the condition, which causes half your face to droop. You look like you've had a stroke there. Now, fortunately, it's temporary. You know, it's a temporary situation, but still, it's going to be very, very alarming to a lot of people. And it's another reminder that this fast-tracked vaccine, you know, is potentially very dangerous. And to put it in context, look how many years they've been looking for a vaccine for the common cold. They haven't been able to find one of those. Look how many years it takes to develop each generation of flu vaccine. And then all of a sudden we get this vaccine that's rushed through in a matter of months, and we're supposed to trust it. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. apparently warned the FDA about an ingredient that's in the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And apparently an investigation this week identified polyethylene glycol as the likely reason two people in Britain suffered anaphylaxis after getting the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Now, polyethylene glycol, that's like a major ingredient of antifreeze that they're putting in this shot here. And apparently a while back, you know, Robert F. Kennedy said you need to be very, very careful about this because polyethylene glycol is toxic. Now, Dr. Fauci has actually come on out. You're going to find this amazing. He's actually saying, do not get vaccinated if you have the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, the Guillain-Barré syndrome is actually listed as one of 27 possible consequences of the COVID-19 vaccine. But if you already have it from like a prior vaccine, this could really make things worse here. Now, there's been a little bit of a controversy lately over Bill Gates' comments regarding digital vaccine passports, either tattoos with invisible ink or actually microchipping people. And it created such a negative reaction that Bill Gates and his minions have pulled back and said, no, Gates never really said that. But apparently back in June of this year, Gates said exactly that. Now, somebody edited out the statement from what finally went out over TED Talk, but apparently somebody tracked down the original unedited video. It's been put out there on the internet. So it's not a conspiracy theory. Bill Gates did say it, and the video is out there to prove it. Now, Bolsonaro, interestingly enough, and this is coming to us from Investment Watch blog, he wants people in his country to sign a term of responsibility before they get the vaccine shot. And what that means is you will be asked to sign a form saying that you accept the responsibility for any adverse consequences of the vaccine, that the doctor is indemnified, the nurse is indemnified, the hospital and so forth and so on. If you take the shot and you get sick, it's all your own fault. And they're all off the hook for subsequent lawsuits. Okay, now apparently there is a virologist in Norway, Bergen Sorensen, and he is claiming that the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 came from a laboratory and was leaked by mistake, which was my theory when this first showed up earlier in the year. And apparently he said in an interview with Swedish news Freya Teeter, basically said that the fact the virus doesn't come from the animal kingdom is evident both from its structure and its rapid spread among humans. And he said, I firmly believe it was spread by accident. You need to remember back in 2018 when U.S. authorities inspected the lab at Wuhan, it was described as a risk lab. And we've seen photos from inside that lab where the gaskets on the doors, you know, are just falling apart. The gaskets like you would have on your dishwasher or your refrigerator that were just falling apart. Now, a little bit of good news. Little bit of good news. Researchers in Israel have been studying ultraviolet LED lights. Now, if you look at the white light emitting diodes, the white light comes from a paint covering similar to that you find in fluorescent light tubes or compact fluorescent light tubes. Without it, they put out ultraviolet light. And apparently after just 30 seconds exposure, these ultraviolet LED bulbs kill 99.9% of coronavirus particles. And they're saying this is going to be a very inexpensive way to sterilize air and water systems. So good for them. They found something that's inexpensive that's going to work here. Story coming out of Daily Mail in Great Britain. Apparently, experts are now starting to warn against the use of these infrared forehead scanning thermometers. They're saying they're unreliable, inaccurate, and ineffective. Well, they definitely use those over in some of the medical facilities here. And so far, I haven't heard any complaints about them. I don't know, maybe these experts own stock in the more conventional thermometer manufacturers here. All right, over in Dodge City, Kansas, Mayor Joyce Warshaw has tendered her resignation effective immediately. Apparently, this was in response to a story in USA Today on Dodge City's mask mandate. And apparently, she started getting phone and email threats. And she's concerned for her personal safety, and so she has stepped down. All right, another story. There's been yet another adverse reaction. Amazingly enough, this one was reported in the Washington Post. And they're saying basically there was a vaccine that created a serious but non-fatal allergic reaction. This was up in Alaska. This healthcare worker got the Pfizer shot and was immediately had to be hospitalized, is in stable condition, is probably going to recover. But again, there's something going on with the shot where it is definitely a hazard to health. Okay, the United States earlier today quarantined shipments of the Pfizer vaccine in California and Alabama after a transit anomaly left the vials too cold. Apparently, these vials of this vaccine, they have to be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. I misspoke the other day when I said it was Fahrenheit, 70 degrees Celsius. If it warms up, it has to be administered immediately or thrown out. And apparently, if it gets much colder than 70 degrees Celsius, something happens to the vaccine where it becomes unsafe. And so they've been quarantined. Very, very delicate chemical or whatever it is that's in there here. All right. Story coming on out of your destination now here. At least 75% of Americans will stay home this holiday season due to the pandemic. It's the largest decline of travelers on record for the holiday season. It's going to be a terrible hit on the airlines and hotels and rental car companies. But apparently, according to the Auto Club, 84.5 million will ignore the CDC's advice and head away. So I think that's probably we're going to see that happening a lot here. Apparently, according to Tethasta.com, more people are getting COVID-19 twice, which suggests the immunity fades very quickly in some people. Now, the big question is the immunity you supposedly get from the vaccines likely to fade just as quickly here? Over at MSNBC, Dr. Gupta told Chuck Todd yesterday, just because you get vaccinated does not mean you should be traveling or be liberated from wearing a mask. And we keep hearing that. Even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear the mask. You still have to social distance. You can still catch COVID-19. The vaccine just keeps it from being that serious. Sounds like a pretty worthless vaccine to me. And if you look at the cost-benefit ratio, you know, the potential cost in terms of all of these 27 adverse reactions the FDA has listed versus a benefit that says, well, if you get COVID, you won't get quite as sick, but you still can get COVID and you can be infectious. I don't know. I'm not seeing a whole heck of a lot of benefit there that justifies the risk. Governor Cuomo, when he's not busy dealing with sexual harassment charges, is saying that New York may be heading toward a second full shutdown right after the first of the year with all of the attendant economic damage as well. Now, out in California, in Ventura, there's a very famous restaurant there called, you know, Nick the Greek's. And apparently he is refusing the order to close from the Ventura County Health Care Agency. And the confrontation between him and the healthcare agency was caught on video. That has gone viral all over the internet as well. Okay, now if you want to know how bad things are, you know, here in the United States of America, or actually anywhere where the vaccine is going on, believe it or not, the UN aid agency UNICEF is now setting up a feeding program to feed British children. Because they're saying now the COVID's impact on their economy is basically rivaling that of World War II. And so they're having to send food aid to British children. That's how bad this thing, you know, all of these lockdowns. You know, we're seeing suicides are up. We're seeing depression is up. Alcoholism is up. The damage from the lockdowns seems to me to be considerably worse than the damage from the COVID virus itself. But it's all part of this scare campaign to get you to wear masks, not talk to each other, and let somebody stick a needle into your arm. And frankly, I don't care if I'm not allowed to travel on planes or stay in hotels anymore. Pardon me. I'm not getting that jab. And a lot of people who are saying they're considering getting the jab say they want to wait a few months to see what's going to happen. And we can count on our corporate media to downplay the adverse reactions that we're definitely going to be seeing. I mean, look how long it took for them to finally pull the plug on the 1976 mandated swine flu vaccine. We may see the same thing here. We may have to see a lot of people die before they say, okay, this really isn't working. But they're saying, you know, trust us, it's perfectly safe. They said the same thing about thalidomide. All right, turning to the international news, Moscow is condemning U.S. sanctions against Turkey over Turkey's purchase of Russia's S-400 air defense missiles. And Sergei Lavrov Monday was saying this is completely illegitimate. And he says this is another manifestation of an arrogant attitude towards international law by the United States. Now, the other day, I misspoke when I said Western Sahara was going to be added to Sudan as part of their deal for normalization of relations with Israel. They got taken off the state sponsor of terror list as their reward. It's actually Morocco that is getting the Western Sahara as a reward for recognizing Israel. And I can imagine the people in Western Sahara are probably not all that thrilled about that. Meanwhile, Iraq is going to sue the United States over the use of depleted uranium weapons because they have triggered an epidemic of cancers, serious birth defects. You know, Iraq is going to file the case in Swedish and German courts over these appalling crimes. Now, when depleted uranium, and for those of you who don't understand, depleted uranium is what's left over when you make the stuff that goes into warheads. And you can't make bombs out of it, but it is still radioactive. And when it's a solid piece of metal, it can sort of be handled safely, although I knew somebody who was in the Air Force loading depleted uranium munitions who came down with cancer as well. That's an aside. The problem is when depleted uranium munitions are used, they vaporize on impact and put this radioactive dust into the air, and it mixes with the soil. And when the wind blows, everybody is breathing this stuff in. And so Iraq is going to sue for all of this horrible, horrible radiation-induced damage caused by the United States. Now, Israel yesterday is basically saying that Israel is ready to cooperate in the future in the field of missile defense with Gulf states that lie close to Iran. They want to deploy joint missile systems to the Persian Gulf. Everybody's getting ready for a major war over there. Meanwhile, speaking of Iran, apparently they've been caught using a disguised tanker to export Venezuelan oil. And apparently what they've been doing, as you know, there's a tracking system that is on all of these ships. And apparently they have been changing the name of the ship to vessels that have already been scrapped, which nobody ever checks if that's the real name of the ship. But apparently Iran has been doing that and up until now getting away with that. Meanwhile, Rouhani has announced that Iran will rejoin the nuclear deal within an hour of the U.S. signing on. They're responding to the comments made by Joe Biden that he wants to rejoin the P5+1 deal. Iran is saying, fine, we'll go along with it. We'll rejoin the nuclear deal and scale all of our nuclear activities back to the limits imposed by the P5+1 deal. So that looks like, that's probably going to be a very good thing because, Iran was never after nuclear weapons anyway. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone line, area code 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. A little bit more news. The phone lines are loading up, so we're going to start taking phone calls here in a minute. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is basically upset in the situation where you have two NATO allies imposing sanctions on each other. And he is very concerned that the NATO alliance could actually shatter. And I'm not sure if that would really be a bad thing, because you know, it's less about defense and more about offense in other countries. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yesterday you had Paul called in, and he was trying to make an argument how communism, China's communism isn't oppressive and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, I just want to point out that China, the societal part of it is communistic, but the economy is mercantilistic, and it's
yes.
And it's like a quasi mercantilistic capitalistic, so it's not totally communistic in the system. And the other thing I'd want to say is, you know, about the oppressive part of it. China implies currency controls on its own citizens, so its citizens' wealth get reduced if they decide to devalue their currency. So that's the most oppressive thing there is. In the United States,
look how the Federal Reserve is devaluing the dollar with all this overprinting. I mean, I think the Canadian dollar is like 78 U.S. cents, which is like, you know, one of the highest rates it's been in recent memory.
But, Mike, I can take my money and I can go buy rubles if I believe that they're going to go up against the dollar. In China, you can't do that. They have strict currency controls on their citizens, and they can't even buy real estate here in the United States anymore. So...
I don't think came from China. I think that came from the United States. I mean, there was a story that came through the other day about some 100 plus acres down in Texas, right along the Mexico border, that is owned by a Chinese company.
Well, that may be true in certain where there's national security involved. But like, if you look at a lot of the housing market in San Jose and Silicon Valley, a lot of those houses were bought and they're dormant because Chinese people bought them just to preserve their wealth, their purchasing power and wealth. They didn't buy them to live in them. They bought them because the houses were going up in value and the Chinese yuan was going down in value, so they were losing their purchasing power in China. So that's why they bought them. And like I said, if I know the dollar is going to go down and they're going to print a lot of money,
yes,
I can go buy gold or silver. I can buy the Russian ruble or whatever currency I believe is going to go up against the dollar. You can't do that in China. So China is very oppressive.
Okay, well, again, we have to be careful. We're not just falling for more propaganda. I mean, I've seen China bashing all day on Fox News here. Steve, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.